KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do.
And at 7:08, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies and 53 degrees. We look for similar conditions today with a high around 77 and east winds at 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. An accident Saturday morning in Villisca resulted in one person being transported to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak. According to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, the accident happened Tuesday. Deputies responded to the scene at 4th Avenue and 4th Street in Villisca at around 9:30 a.m. on a Saturday. And upon investigation, they determined that William Lewis of Villisca was traveling in a 2009 Chevy Malibu westbound on 4th Street when he failed to yield at the stop sign. Amanda Johnston of Villisca was traveling south on 4th Avenue in a 2017 Jeep Compass. And when her SUV entered the intersection, it was struck by the Malibu on the rear driver's side door. Lewis was transported to the hospital to be treated for injuries, minor injuries, and no citations were issued. Atlantic Public Library Director Michelle Anderson reports the library was selected for a Public Library Collaboration Grant Award totaling $18,042 to bring mental health resources to Cass County through local libraries and in collaboration with other local organizations. The award is made possible through the National Library of Medicine, Region 6. Anderson said, "I've been getting NNLM's newsletters for a while, and this grant opportunity sounded like a good match for our needs in Cass County." She said, "I'm excited that we received the award, and now it's time to get to work." During the summer, Anderson asked Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig if Healthy Cass County would support the application and mental health programming. Anderson said HCC was instrumental in completing the Cass County Community Health Needs Assessment in April of this year, in which mental health was identified as the top health need by both health service providers and the public. Over 470 people participated in the assessment, representing various income levels, ages, races, and geographic locations across the county. The Public Library Collaboration Award will be providing funding for a three-pronged approach to mental health resources. It'll assist in the purchase of tablets for use at the Atlantic Public Library, as tablets give a greater sense of privacy for the user to look up information that may otherwise be stigmatized without the concern of someone else seeing what they're doing. It'll purchase mental health resources to distribute for use at every library in Cass County. A list of books, documentaries, games, and kits have been selected and will be placed in each of the six public libraries. And it will fund mental health programs that will be available at no charge to the public. As part of the application, the library submitted letters of support from COVID Recovery Iowa, Full Circle Therapy, Healthy Cass County, ISU Extension, Make It Okay, Senior Life Solutions, and Zion Integrated Behavioral Health Services. Michelle Anderson said those organizations committed to participating in and supporting mental health programs available to the public, and that the depth and breadth of support in those letters demonstrated significantly the library's application. St. Paul's Lutheran Church outreach team recently donated $400 to Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which is locally supported by the Cass County Library Association. Imagination Library is open to children from birth to age 5 with no income restrictions. Enrolled children receive an age-appropriate, high-quality book in the mail every month at the time of enrollment until their 5th birthday. For just a $25 donation, a child will receive a year of books. A $425 donation sponsors the entire Cass County program for a month. To register a child or make a donation, you can contact any of the Cass County libraries in Oneida, Atlantic, Cumberland, Griswold, Lewis, or Messina. Also in the news, Audubon Democrats have announced two special guests will be attending their annual fall fundraiser on Sunday, October 17th, after church between 11 and 2 at the Albert the Bull Park. Ross Wilburn is an Iowa politician and social worker, serving as a member of the Iowa House of Representatives, elected in November of 2018 from House District 46. He served as chair of the Iowa Democratic Party since January 2021. On Sunday, Wilburn will address issues critical to Western Iowa farmers and their rural Main Street communities. Dr. Glenn Hurst, U.S. Senator candidate, chairs the Iowa Democratic Party's Rural Caucus and the party's 3rd District Central Committee. He was involved in founding a branch of Indivisible, a progressive activist organization in Western Iowa. He operates a private medical practice in Minden, where he sits on the city council as well. Abby Finkenauer, Glenn Hurst, and Dave Bulbauer are running in the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate in Iowa on June 7, 2022. The general election against Senator Grassley will occur on November 8, 2022. The public is invited to meet Dr. Hurst and Chairman Wilburn Sunday the 17th at Albert the Bull Park. Again, that's after church from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. That's the news on KJAN. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.